Later this year, Asheville City voters will have an opportunity to elect a mayor and fill three regular seats in the City Council. The seats occupied by Mayor Esther Mannheimer and council members Gwen Whistler, Gordon Smith, and Cecil Bothwell are all being considered this fall. Today, as part of Asheville FM News Team's coverage of the City Council election, we are speaking with candidate Shanika Smith. Smith is best known for spearheading Date My City, a social organization that seeks to enhance the cultural identity of Black communities in Western North Carolina. Ms. Smith, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. So tell me, how long have you lived in Asheville?
I was born and raised in Asheville. I've been here altogether 26 years,
about
13 years. I spent in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and Charlotte, North Carolina. So I've kept it in the home state, but different cities.
So you were born here, and then you left and you came back.
Right.
Why'd you come back?
Well, I just kind of needed to come back to Asheville. Asheville is home, so I needed respite. I brought with me my two little girls. I wanted to be close to my family unit for that support. And when I came back, I just had this overwhelming desire to really help my community. And when I say my community, initially that was the Black community, and that evolved into a greater community. And I think that's one of the reasons why, the main reasons why I'm running for City Council.
Yeah, great. So that's kind of what drew you to the position. You wanted to sort of serve your home?
Oh, most definitely. I've been thinking about the word legacy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And in talking about legacy and thinking about legacy and imagining what it's looked like in the past, I started to think about the legacy of freedom fighters that have gone before us. And knowing that this is a time in American history where it calls you to look at other freedoms and other victories that have been won and how. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King, before he was assassinated, he wrote his fourth and final book. The title of that book was, Where Do We Go From Here? Community or Chaos. And I see that's where we are right now in Asheville. We have a great opportunity to really forge a tight-knit community, but with the powers colliding and clashing, that can cause a chaos, and we may never heal from this point. I think we have a great opportunity to be more of a unified front, not only a front, but a unified heart.
Mm. So what specific changes would you like to see over the next 5 years for Asheville?
Well, I think to realize real success in Asheville, as with America, a city within a nation that is built and amassed off of their wealth off of enslavement, subjugation, intimidation, imprisonment, and political control. First of all, before we can realize success, there has to be a dismantling of certain policies, paradigms, and the unseating of certain people who have really perpetuated like this ongoing systemic racism, concentrated poverty, structural segregation. There are certain ideas and people who safeguard certain ideas that seems justification for overall success, but does not serve the majority of Americans. Therefore, it does not serve the majority of people in Asheville. I think there is a reflection here. There are some ideas that have been used in other countries that I think have just become very important to America. And it's a process called participatory democracy, participatory research, participatory budgeting. This involves actors who have city influence, who are city leaders, and also people who are common citizens from your community who have certain expertise. And they join together in an integrated process to determine, you know, how our budgeting, where the money is spent. Mm-hmm. And that satisfies a lot of people because we are the taxpayers, you know. It is our money that has been decided upon and kind of squandered in a way.
Is that the primary issue that you want to highlight in your campaign, or is there?
That's one of the top issues.
Yeah. What are some of the other ones that you're going to highlight?
I think I really want to, and we have to really speak to gentrification in Asheville, North Carolina. When I spoke at the very beginning about me being called back to Asheville, and being called to this position to really be a leader and marshal equality and equity for my community, the historically Black community, and having that conversation, we must talk about redlining. We also must talk about urban renewal and how that looks today in the form of gentrification. And gentrification is taking over our city. And I think we imagine it being the revitalization of our community, but really it's really pushing and segregating and displacing a lot of the communities that were displaced in the mid-century. Mm-hmm. So we are reliving time where certain communities and their upward mobility is not being taken into consideration, and it's just a continuation of segregation and oppression.
Right. So how do you plan on highlighting that issue and other issues as you go forward in your campaign?
Most definitely. And the ways that I really feel that we can stop gentrification, we really have to do that through through policy. And that would be to aggressively build low-income and middle-income housing. Also, to pursue efforts to reduce or freeze property taxes to fix incomes and long-time residents. Also, to manage development. Mm-hmm. You know, this large-scale development, it looks pretty on the outside, but inside and how it affects communities, it's a social ill.
What are the main points that differentiate you from other candidates who are currently running for city council?
I think what differentiates me from other candidates is just an understanding of the times. Mm-hmm. When you understand the times that you are living in and understand that when you put yourself forward to run for any public office during this time, then there is a greater responsibility that you have to answer to justice, to answer to God, however you see it, God or justice. But I do think this is a time of rebuilding. We see that a lot of communities, especially in Asheville, we see the intersectionality of movement work, where those who value the environment, those who value economic solutions, those who value racial justice and gender justice, and justice for the immigrant community, we don't see our liberation and our freedom as individual anymore, but we see our fight as collective. And a person, a candidate that sees the opportunity to really fortify that rebuilding and bring leadership to that rebuilding is a candidate that I want to see sitting beside me on the city council dais, right? Mm-hmm. So, and there are others who think like me, but I think I have the spirit of movement. You know, I think I've been called and selected to return to Asheville and bring about not only leadership, but healing. Mm. So when you think about your candidate winning, does it bring you excitement or does it also bring you healing to feel that the work that you've done, the work that your forefathers done, has actually been recompensed? The response when I made my announcement was really overwhelming. People from different walks of life that I didn't know learned about my leadership or heard about my leadership or my work with Date My City, because that's my baby. You mm-hmm. know, that's the initiative that I led when I first returned to the city, because I do love the city and I wanted to shift the narrative a little bit about communities of color. But what's so very astounding about me stepping forward is that people who aren't people of color, people who aren't affected by classism, I think they hear hope in the message that serves their lives. And I think generally people want to fight a humanitarian fight in life. Mm. And it just takes a certain messenger. It takes a certain message during a certain time in history to really drive home that hope is the answer and love is the key.
So how can people find out more about your campaign?
Shenika for Asheville, Shenika for Asheville. .com.
And you're on Facebook and Twitter and all
Facebook
that stuff?
I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. All right. And yeah, I'm on Twitter too. Like, you know, what's really booming right now, Facebook, Instagram. And of course, you can always find me and donate and volunteer through my Facebook page and also my website, Shenika for Asheville.
Great. Shenika, thanks for coming in. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.